This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome and welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Health Podcast,
where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
How you feeling?
You know, I feel nervous today. I haven't felt nervous on the podcast in a long time, but generally speaking, I'm doing okay. I had a good cry today, so.
Yes, you did.
You weren't there. You don't know.
But I know you, though. I knew you cried from the conversation we had. I was like, yep. She let one out. She let the waterfalls flow today. I knew that.
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot better.
You got the first one in March?
Absolutely not. It's March 15th. Absolutely not. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm hydrated pretty well.
You hydrated today?
I am hydrated. I ain't get that much sleep last night, though.
Same.
Because of my own doing. But outside of that, I'm doing well, though.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. And how y'all doing from the cubicle?
From the cubicle.
I told you
my mother
be at that cubicle, though.
You did. So many people was like, yep, I'm at the cubicle. I'm at work. I just didn't know. I'm glad they let it be known. So now there's no reason for me to correct you when you be like,
from the cubicle. Fuck that job. Get your spiritual right while you getting money.
From the cubicle. Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
So what we rapping about today?
Today we talking about friends.
How many of us have them? Yes, that is the topic for today, friends. A topic with a lot of different emotions and layers to it. Always evolving.
Yeah. Because friendships, like, this thing could go on and on about friendships,
for days.
Bro. Because ultimately, I feel like people come in our lives for seasons.
Some people.
Because you.
Some people might be around forever.
Some might be around forever. But yep. You want to talk about your kind of like younger friendships and
yes, as a young kid, I guess, well, you know, friends starting like kind of around school, right?
Exactly.
Because cousins and shit don't count. Even if you don't want to be friends with them, the motherfuckers around.
They there.
Brothers and cousins, they don't count. But my early childhood is kind of like my entire like journey with like friends. I was pretty much a shy kid, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't really a loud, like outspoken kid or nothing like that. I was pretty shy and I kind of gravitated to whoever else was kind of shy too. Like they weren't talking to too many people. I felt like that was kind of like my crowd at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to find people with interests. And when I was younger, I was like a nerd. I was like a geek.
The same interest as you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was into like books. Like even on the playground, like I'd have a book.
You little nerd.
I was a fucking nerd. I was a geek. I was back then.
You still a geek. You still a nerd.
I still am. Yeah. I still got that in my blood. And I'm going to keep that shit. Ghetto nerd.
As you should. As you should.
Well, that's what it was. I was a kid on the playground with a book when I was very young. And then, like, we moved. At that time period, we was on the countryside. And then we moved to, like, the city, quote-unquote city. Small-ass town.
Ain't city shit about it,
but it's bigger than
where you were.
The gravel roads that the countryside that I grew up on.
Uh-huh.
And again, I tried the same thing. Like, I spoke to whoever was, like, I saw was shy, and the only interest I had with them was, like, basketball, and that's really how I got involved in sports, was trying to make friends through that. As we got older and, like, my personality grew, I grew into myself. My friends, I was kind of like a popular kid back in
Sykes.
I was like
Mr.
a popular,
popular.
Quote unquote popular kid back then. So like my house was like the spot because I stayed in the middle of the hood. Yeah. I had a lot of quote unquote friends,
mm-hmm.
right? Every day, like you come to my house, it'd be like 30, It'd be like 30 people at my house.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Like every day, it's like 30 like dudes outside.
Like, where y'all mama at? Why are y'all here?
Like, we.
No, not y'all mama. They mama. Why is
they
everybody
around
here?
The corner and everybody? You know how it is? Like, growing up around that way, like,
yeah.
Everybody there. But these are like quote unquote friends, because there's no way you can really have a real friendship with 30 people.
Facts.
I was friends with them all, but I was
close to them.
Yeah, I was only close to a couple of them when we was all hanging. And then my mom moved. And this, we moved from Missouri to Arkansas. And this was the first time I actually saw a challenge in my friendship, distance. Of course, the 30 all dwindled down to maybe two dudes I talked to back home. Two, three. And then even them, as I moved, like, the distance between us, like, just kind of chopped things up over the years, kind of rough. That took a real toll on me with friends-wise. Like, once I lost my core group of friends, I wasn't really into making friends like that after no... Like, once I got to this new city that we was in, I was like, I was about 16. And at that point, like, everybody kind of, like, got... I'm moving to the city. Everybody got their friends they've been with, like, for years. So, I'm not... At this point, I'm not even interested in making friends. So,
yeah.
My friendship life is dead at that point as I moved to Arkansas. Until I go back home for the summer, and my partner tell me somebody want me to, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. This is when you know what I mean? That is like, I'm finna say slid into my DMs, but that is not what it was back then, though.
I mean, I did, though.
Technically, slide in my DMs.
Yeah.
You told the homie, you know what I mean? Hey,
put me on
him. Like, give me that number. And... Yeah, you became my friend after that, like, and again, further question any other relationship I had, friendship-wise, because now I got you in my life, and it's starting to, like, challenge the other relationships, as I'm seeing people, and, you know what I mean, I'm spending my time with you.
You mean back then?
Yeah, back then, okay. Like, I'm spending my time with you, I'm not really hanging like that no more, because nothing like that was really even good for me in the first place, It's challenging my other one. I stay here touching this, but it's challenging my other relationships in life. Like, it's really trying to see, like, I got something good going on with me with a good person. And some people just not, I mean, just in general, just not happy for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a question. Every time I'm around, I'm like, dang, you don't fuck with us no more. You don't be around here like this. We wipe in the third. And after a while, it was just like, I can spot it in so many relationships that it was like the beginning of me starting to, like, I wouldn't just say cut people off, but I fade from them because they just couldn't be happy for something good I had.
Right.
We found each other at a young age, and I think for a lot of folks, it was shocking.
We found love in a hopeless place.
We did. Who says it?
Come on now. Come on now, guess.
Riri?
Yes, of course. Well, Rihanna. She Riri.
Nah, you my Riri. But yeah, once we got to each other, it challenged everything I had with everybody else, like, because my time was, like, limited. I only fucking want a few. And, like I said, it really started the cutoff season for me. And from that point, you know, we had a kid. She became my other best friend. Yeah. Had another kid. That's my other best friend. And, like, it really was just, like, y'all. Up until this point now in, like, adulthood where I want friends. But it is not, it's an easy process, but it seems so cringy for adults to, like, make friends.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that later. But, yeah, that's kind of like my history with it. I don't really got that many friends. I got my brothers. I got my cousins. And outside of that, like, people that don't got, like, blood relations with me. And I didn't meet, like, through music. Like, one.
Yeah.
So, if I had to throw a party, we could all fit in a Toyota Prius.
Not a Prius.
The whole gang can fit in a Prius.
Not like, a Prius.
And had leg room.
I don't know why I feel like my friendship story, like, I think I'm nervous. Like, it feels really heavy. Like, the story tell for me. It feels really heavy. Because, okay, so I'll just start younger. Of course, I had friends that I liked. You know, I was best friends with the same girl from probably, like, middle school, or actually, like, all of high school, we were best friends. Mm-hmm. But just going back to like my small, my group of friends, it was like four or five of us, like elementary school. And I don't know, like thinking about Aubrey's friend group, of course, we don't know everything about her friend group. Mm-mm. Right. But it seems like everybody gets along well.
Yeah.
But with my friend group, it was like one person like trying to tell us all what to do and bully us. And it was a point where I just like didn't even want to go to school. I didn't want to be around this person that was supposedly my friend, but always pretty much bullying us and telling us what to do. And that's kind of like my first experience with friends. And then, you know, I left that school, then came back in like ninth grade. And so the girl I was mentioning that we were best friends all of high school, she was in that same friend group as well when we were like younger. And she was just telling me like, yeah, I just stopped going around him. Like, I just stopped playing with him. Like, and I'm like, wow, like, much respect to her for like at that young age being like, I'm not fucking with that. Like, I don't like how you treated me. Absolutely. I'm not going to be around that. So she and I kind of like branched off and we were best friends. And just thinking about that, like that was the homie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was into it. Like, I'll always have love for her. But again, it was one of the things when we got together, we started spending tons of time together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like,
It challenged
the other relationships, and some things were said that neither one of us can take back. And so, yeah, that friendship kind of like just ended there. But yeah, it was almost to a point where, like, now that I have you, I don't care. Like, I kind of feel like I found my person. I'm gonna like, that can be challenging for other relationships, because I think a lot of times people want to be wanted. Even like in platonic relationships, like you want mm-hmm. your friends to want to be around you. You want your friends to need you and confide in you and everything like that. But I felt like once me and you connected, and we just connected so well, it was almost like, you know, I didn't care about anything else.
It wasn't really like that. It was just like it was like the same thing for both of us. It kind of challenged that relationship. It challenged like, okay, did you really fuck with me? Like,
right,
as hard as like we thought it was, or what we just really just was I occupying your time that you didn't have with nobody? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now that I got like my person, like I still got time for you, but it seemed like you don't even want that time now.
Yeah, because like she had a person the whole time, and I would be the third wheel with them a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
My whole life was kind of like a third wheel. Like mm-hmm. thing. Like I never really, even amongst like my friend group, I would often feel like even if I wasn't here, you know what I'm saying? This shit would still be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be cool. Like, shit would still be cracking. Like, I always felt like, you know what I mean, when I was with my friend group, I had to accept certain things and be cool with it. And there was other things I just had to overlook.
Right.
Like, especially once we got, like towards high school and younger age. Because, like, I didn't get into, like, a lot of things that they got into. I ain't really get into like the drugs and shit like that. I ain't really get into the alcohol. It wasn't really mm-hmm. my kind of like scene.
And that's crazy that you even mentioned that, because I think a lot of my high school days and even early college, I spent a lot of time conforming and doing mm-hmm. things that I didn't really want to do just to kick it, just to fit in.
Yeah, yeah. And it was,
yeah,
it was just like, I didn't, after a while, it was just like, I'd rather just not pick and choose the moments, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? And I'd rather just, you know, I got a person. Or like the other thing that kind of came about once me and you got together, and then like other people, like the relationship changed with everybody else, I actually started to grow a relationship by myself. Then
mm-hmm.
my friendship with me actually started when me and you got together. And like I had, like, if I went with you, I had so much more time to like start a friendship with me and get to know me.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about that too. But yeah, then I still do have a friend that, like, my best friend. We've been knowing each other since second grade. We were never really close, for real. But then as we got older, like after graduation, like high school graduation, like to this day, we still talk mm-hmm. periodically. And, you know, we don't talk every single day. Sometimes not even once a week. But when we do talk, we talk.
Yes.
And I really adore and appreciate that friendship. And then just, again, going a little bit into college really quickly, I really feel like I was scarred with some of the friendships and some of the things that I experienced in my college career, my college days. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that really, like, belittled me a lot, like, and really made me question my self-worth based on just some of the things they would, like, casually say. And I don't know. I'm happy I have you. And I'm happy, like, I have this friendship with you. Because there have been times in, like, previous friendships where I have allowed people to treat me like shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And make me not feel good about myself. Like, where I'm at now, like, I will never allow anybody to treat me. Like, whether it's, like, in a platonic or a romantic, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to allow anybody to treat me in a way that's detrimental to my peace, my well-being, and my self-worth. Like, regardless, like, I don't need to be around nobody that bad. Like, I'll fucking be alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd rather be alone than to be treated in a certain way. Because I told you this the other day, like, you know, we have our guard up. People talk about having their guard up a lot in romantic relationships, but that shit happens in platonic relationships too. Like,
all relationships.
Yeah. So because of the things that I experienced in previous friendships, it makes me have my wall up, have a guard up in these future friendships. Not future. I guess current, future. Like current and future. Because I have friends now that I've met, like, through the internet. We FaceTime, like, a couple people. And it just, sadly, it makes you, like I said, have a guard up because of the things that you have experienced. Like, we're all adults. You know, we've been through some shit. We've seen some shit. We're not like these little kids at the playground anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that, you know, I guess, quote unquote, our innocence is gone now when it comes to, like, friendships, since we've experienced, you know, the ups and the downs with friendships. So it allows you to, like, have a guard up because of that. And as I've started building, like, new friendships and, like, not even... Sometimes it make you look at past relationships. Like, since we have grown mentally and spiritually, we kind of realize things from past relationships that or friendships that we didn't even realize. And I noticed that a lot of the friendships that I had with people in my life, but also sometimes, like, family. My mom is really, she's huge with this, but, like, it's really transactional.
Mm-hmm.
And break that down, because you don't want to put me on that. One day we was talking about something, and you said that, and I was like, damn, like, transactional relationships. Go ahead and let the people know.
Well, a lot of times in life, like I said, transactional relationships, it's what they get from it. It's like a transaction. Yes. Like, you go to the store, you present your money, you get your product, and you leave. You know what I mean? A lot of times in life, we can treat relationships in that same fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They pull up to get something from you. Once they get what they need from you, they out. And it's not to say that I ain't never did it to somebody. I might have in my life, too.
Mm-hmm,
just not noticed it. But that's exactly what it is. Somebody coming for a one-sided thing. Once they give you their problems, boom, they out the door.
Yeah,
they come dump their problems or whatever it might be. It's so many ways a transactional relationship can go.
Yeah. One thing I love, our friend Mo, she came up with this saying, do you have the capacity to hold space for me?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's something that...
Emotional intelligence.
Yes.
A lot of relationships early like on that. Be lacking that. And that's what can make them transactional.
Mm-hmm.
Because... That certain person just does not have an idea of what it's like when this has happened to me and you often. Someone calls you at like 9 in the morning. I know y'all get this too. One of your friends or family call you 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, dump their whole issue on you.
Right.
They feel so much better. And afterwards, now your whole day set up with this energy that they just gave you.
Exactly. And another thing, speaking of like transactional, we've had this conversation too as well, but like people just want your energy. Like, people just want to suck up your energy because, like, when you have good energy, like, that shit is contagious. And it's, like, almost, like, everybody wants to be... Of course, who wouldn't want to be around somebody with good energy? And so, a lot of times, people do just want to, like, take up your energy.
Yeah, but they forget energy is transferred.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of times, you come in what you got, the transaction, and want what I got. And we do the transaction. We do a nice little switch, like, damn... Bro, I was fucked up. Your good advice, you know what I mean? Help me. You know what I mean? I'm finna go and get off the phone and I'm finna go on. Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Now I'm sitting here with the thought that you just left me with. And I'm a little bit like, God damn, that shit really happened to somebody. Like, I don't got to question other things with me.
And that's why you have to make sure that the people that you have in your life are vibrating on the same frequency as you are. I know it's easier said than done, but it's important to, you know, set things up and make those subtle changes to where the people you have in your circle and have around you are vibrating on the same wavelength as you are. And don't get me wrong, that's what friends are for, to like talk to each other, you know, talk about problems with. That's what they're there for. But it is important to ask that person, like, how are you? How are you doing? Like, you know, and just kind of read the room. Like, if they like, damn, my day being fucked up, this isn't that. Kind of be there for them a little bit. And then y'all can kind of go back and forth. Because my best friend now, we do that. She'll tell me, I'll be like, I remember when I was pregnant, like, you know, I was really like having depressive episodes. Like, I remember I called me like, girl, I feel like giving up today. And like, she'll still like, we still do it to this day. Like, she'll call me like, I feel like giving up. And so like, we'll kind of pep talk each other. That's what friendships are for. You have to find somebody who, someone who is just emotionally intelligent and, like I said, can just read the room.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times when we're talking about transaction, it needs to be more of a transformation. We can hold hands and transform this energy into something else, but don't make it a transaction where I give you my peace, you give me your drama, and then I gotta call somebody else, and then we do the same transaction, and now we just got this negative energy floating around that other people just keep having to buy into for it to be released.
Yeah. And sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I feel like with friendships, only two things can happen. You either grow together.
I knew you was finna say that.
Because it's true. You know it. If you was thinking it, if we both thinking it, great minds think alike. But with friendships, only two things can happen. You either grow together or you grow apart. And I think, like I said in the beginning, some people are in your life just for a season. However, wherever I was in my life, when we were friends, like, I feel like
friendship served the purpose.
Yeah, your friendship served the purpose for the time it needed to be served. And at the end of the day, whether friendships were positive or negative, I learned something from that shit.
But yeah, let's like, make sure we practicing emotional intelligence every time that we're speaking with somebody. Before, like you said, it's okay to be, you know, stressed and want to speak with a friend. But before you go into your whole skit, make sure the homie got enough emotional space for you. They actually got time to get through whatever you want to talk through. Make sure you ask. I mean, it's a simple question. Call my little John Ree. Hey, do you have a moment, or you got like the energy and time to like hear me out real quick, bro, or something? Like that right there, simple enough. Like, if I don't got the time, but like, no, I really can't. But if you call me back at what time, then we can work through it. But I think a lot of times people miss the opportunities to flex that muscle, that emotional intelligence. But make sure we put that into practice.
For sure. You always ask me, you got the space right now to, even like if this morning you wanted me to hear a song you did. You got the space right now to hear this song?
Yeah, because I didn't.
Thoughtful and kind.
I didn't experience, like, people have done it to me so often that like they just like come out with it and just like say it and like get it out, and that shit be like, I'm a sensitive person. That shit rushed me pretty hard when you said that, bro. Like,
we're empaths.
Yeah, like, give me a warning that you finna drop some shit like that on me. Just don't say that shit out loud. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, let me know, my nigga.
Give me a warning.
Yeah, fair warning that you finna say some shit that we gonna speak about, like, for the next couple months. Like, let me know.
Yeah, for sure.
And like we spoke about earlier, when these new relationships challenge the old ones and you have less friends, there's usually this space where you have a lot of alone time, a newfound opportunity to get to know self.
Right.
And now you're starting a friendship with you. And that is, for one, that's like your deepest and longest relationship. Like you said before, the deepest and longest relationship is with yourself. And let me tell you, I definitely think I'm in the top five funniest people of all time. Like, when I'm talking to myself, it's a nonstop laughing party. I laugh at shit that shouldn't be laughed at. My jokes get rude in my head. Like, it's crazy up top. Like, it really is. Like, I'm a funny motherfucker to myself. Like, and that is a beautiful thing when you have a good relationship with self. Learning what you're interested in, what you're not interested in. Fill that space with that. We don't have to. A lot of time I've seen a lot of people in life friend hop. They stop fucking with this clique, they right to the next clique. They got to find somebody, so they do not.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't want to be alone.
They don't want to be alone with their thoughts.
Yes, like, and I'm glad you talked about, like, you mentioned that, because I found myself, I remember the first time, like, I was kind of like ever just alone with my thoughts, and it was like I was vibing with it. I really liked it. It was like maybe 6 years ago, and I had just come from this event. You know, we were living in Texas. I had come from this event. This magazine called Crown Mag had invited us out, Black women out, to, I really don't know what we was talking about, but it was like tacos and chill. We ate Chipotle tacos and we were just like vibing, talking. And I had never in my life been around women like this who thought the same way that I thought. And I was learning new things. Like, that's important too. I think it's important to have people in your, I guess, circle who have experienced things and know things. Because, like, I feel like that's how you learn. You learn from other, like, of course you learn by reading and, but another way is like having conversations and having people in your clique who are smart and who are experienced with certain things. But yeah, at that like little meetup, I was just learning so much and my mind was just so blown because we lived an hour away from Dallas. So I had to drive an hour back home. And the whole time my mind, I was just so inspired. My mind was just going and I liked it. But I also find myself sometimes still, like, try to, like, get the time to just pass by. If I'm, like, in a car, I'll call somebody. Or if this person don't pick up, I'll call the next person. It's like, damn, you don't want to be alone? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I have to tell myself that. I was like, it's okay to be alone. It's okay to, like, just listen to these thoughts. Don't give meaning to them, obviously. But
not all of them.
Sometimes you have to listen to those thoughts and, like, filter out the ones that work in your best interest and the ones that don't.
Yeah, absolutely. That time to yourself can really blossom the greatest relationship of all time. Like, it's one of the most important, and it's going to impact every other relationship you have. When you feel good about yourself, you usually feel good about your environment, the people in it too. So always touch up with yourself. I've been practicing this thing. I can't really where I learned it at, or if I made this shit up. I don't know. I talk to myself so often they get mixed up. Like red light therapy.
I think I heard you say that the other day.
Yeah, I've been doing it. Like when I get to a red light, I stop, take a conscious breath, and I say something nice about me.
I love that.
It's a cool thing. I had to run a lot of fucking errands, so I got a lot of red lights.
You do run a lot of errands.
I run a lot of fucking errands. Somebody at home, they don't like to leave.
I don't like to leave.
I am too though, but like shit, one of us got to go. Facts. And it's gonna be me.
And it's not gonna be me.
It is not. And that practice has been really good for me because one thing I have noticed, like, when I'm with friends versus when I'm by myself, one of the biggest things is so different is I breathe different. Breathing alone versus breathing in, like, a social setting is two different things. Your body reacts differently to certain social settings and certain friends, and it's something you need to pay attention to.
Facts.
It'd be simple. Like I said, the breath is the biggest thing. I noticed, like, when I'm alone, I never even think about breathing. It's just so natural in the times. But other times I'm in social settings, I'd be like, ooh, let me take a deep breath real quick. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
not even social settings, like, because, like, you mean like an event, but like one person, like, yeah, one your person, home, your like, homie yeah, come social. Over. Like, yeah.
Whatever it is, the breathing is different. You purposely not trying to fall, trip, do these things. Some people like are sweaters.
Me, that's what I was going to say. I sweat. I have a friend. I have a few friends who I met over the internet, and we FaceTime here and there, and, like, I be sweating. I be sweating. I'm like, damn. Like, because it's just like, this is still, let me ask you this. Do you breathe different around friends that you've known for a long time or, like, the newer
friends? It's all different. Like, the newer friends, I have to take a deep breath and be like, okay, yeah, what I just said. I ain't sound dumb. Like
I do that all the time.
That makes sense.
I don't even do that, like, not even with friends. I do that, like, with rent. Like, even if I go to the store.
In any social setting, like, people are different. You ever been at the register and they be like, have a good day, and you say the wrong answer back to them, or some shit like that. I done that so many fucking times.
And there, mommy, that's why I like being alone so much, because you don't have to worry about other people's energy. Like, you don't have to worry about pleasing nobody else, saying the right thing, saying the wrong thing, trying to worry about how somebody's energy is, trying to energy match. Do you be energy matching?
I do now. But before, I used to always try to keep the same frequency, but I like the energy match now. When people bring bullshit, I like the magic now.
And that's how I used to be. And I'm not like that no more. I'm just like, you're not going to ruin my good vibes. You're not going to ruin my energy. I try to be like that. Now, it's not always successful now. It's not always successful. But, yeah, like, that's one of the perks of being alone. You just get to, like, be happy or sad, whatever the fuck you are that day.
Yeah, you can explore yourself.
Exactly, in your solitude. And like you said, that has helped me become a better friend, because I'm exploring and understanding myself at other capacities. And I remember it was a point where, and I'm still kind of like this, like, I don't really care too much about making friends. Like,
friends, you want them, but it ain't the biggest priority.
It's not a priority for me, because I want to learn how to be a good friend. Mm-hmm. I want to learn how to be a good friend all over again.
I definitely think I'm at the best point in my life to be, like, I would be the greatest friend right now, and I'm accepting applications.
Accepting applications for sure.
And once you get older, like, I can spot people, like, I think me and him could be good friends.
Absolutely.
But how do I go up to this dude and tell him I want to be his friend without being a fucking weirdo?
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird when you get older, like, making friends It's like I said, it's such a little awkward exchange. It ain't as simple as the playground no more. You like swings,
it's not
I
that
like
hard
swings.
For me. It's not that hard. Well, I would say I always talk to people wherever I go. You know it. Like,
you do. I don't really be on it.
I talk to everyone wherever I go. And, like, here's my thing. And I've even swapped numbers with people before. But it's the execution for me. Like, you be like, yeah, we gonna kick it, da 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 da. And, like, it never happens. Yeah, yeah. Like,
the
punk out.
It never make it out the group chat. The truth.
Exactly. I punk out. I be like, whoo, now I said. I did say.
See, I'm like that to an extent. Like I said, it's certain. I be like, damn, man, me and homie could be cool. We into a lot of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like that with y'all work friends, too? Ever had a work friend be like, dog, we might could make it out of the 9 to 5.
Had work friends, but, like, y'all finna stay at work. Y'all gonna be my work friends. I'm sorry.
I have a couple that I wish, like, we would have left the cubicle.
I personally don't. I'm trying to think.
You ain't got none? I used to work with a nigga named Zach. He used to be my dog. I should have made friends with Zach, though.
I probably got some people. We did go to lunch together. Like, that was enough for me.
That was enough for me. I had a couple, though.
I think I'm genuinely, you know, I love my alone time. I am really a loner.
Yeah. I had a lot of alone time.
Love it.
I'm a bitch at making friends, though. I'm too scared to be like, I want you to be the homie.
I want you to be my friend.
I'm too much of a bitch for it.
Like I said, I be chatting it up, be having these conversations.
Yeah, you get all the way there. You get all the way till we finna meet up at 9, and then, like, slipped on a kiwi.
slipped on a banana.
Hey, make it, buddy.
What do you say? Why he didn't make it to court? I had died yesterday.
You get right up to the point. Me, I don't even, like, I guess I just romanticize it and let it go.
Yeah. It's the execution for me. I gotta do better.
You have to do better.
Because I've spent time on myself and gotten to know myself, and we'll always do that, I now know what I want in a friend. Like, I now know what I want those friendships to look like. And I know what I can bring to those friendships as well. Mm-hmm. And just thinking back to, like, my old friendships, whether they affected me in a good way or a bad way, I'm grateful for them because they taught me a lesson. So shout out to all my friends, new and old.
Absolutely. I fuck with all y'all still. It's all love.
It's nothing but love for you.
Nothing. And I know I ain't always keep the relationship going or reach out as I should, or nothing like that. I know I could have did more as well.
Absolutely.
In a lot of my relationships, I could do a lot more. But I be so far in my own world at times, I don't know. I just can't see nothing else sometimes. But it's still all love, though.
Absolutely. I know I'm not perfect.
Never.
I was gonna pause
and be like, I in my own head, like me and my daughter, we be talking, it rarely be our fault.
You are hell.
It rarely be our fault, dog.
You hell, bro.
Really. But yeah, being very selective now that we like understand friendships a lot more, be selective. If you know you a hothead, please don't pair with another hothead.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're gonna be doing shit but fighting folks.
That's
in the
not
streets.
Good.
That's it.
Y'all gonna be fighting because that's how we are. Like,
nah, I ain't a hothead.
You we are. Don't be. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So we
don't be fighting. We don't be fighting nobody in the street. But like, yeah, I'm more calm.
Yes.
No. Wait. What am I saying?
And I said yes. I agree to no. You more.
Am
of a
I high? Like, what's going on?
You a hothead. Yeah. I'm more calm. But it's a perfect like yin and yang. Like we mix in. Very well.
What's funny is I think that nobody... I wonder if anybody would believe that I'm a hothead. Anybody who, like, don't...
I don't know. It may not be... It's not that visible. You look so sweet. And you compact. You're real small. So, like...
If that's into the previous episodes, I know I used to be...
Quite the gladiator. Quite the gladiator. Quite the fighter.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, choose carefully. Make sure you compare well when we get stepping back out there
pair,
and choosing our friends.
Compare.
I said pair. Did I say compare?
I thought you did.
My bad.
I just want to make sure you're getting your point across effectively.
So yes, make sure you choosing wisely when we get back out there. Make sure you pair very well with the people you trying to be friends with. I know you don't know everything about them right now.
Right.
But there should be some obvious cues that y'all might could get along.
Yeah, and obviously, because this is something funny, too. I'm going to talk about this in a second, but it's okay to walk away. Like, if you feel like in the first couple of weeks, y'all really ain't vibing, it's not really going like you. Because I just feel like a lot of times, you know, when you first get to know somebody, things may be, and that's a big maybe, a little awkward.
Yeah.
But
who going to be vulnerable first?
Exactly. But a lot of times things just flow. Like,
yeah, so absolutely, you can walk away. I think a lot of times it'd be like, we be thinking we got to hold on to a relationship because we need a long one to validate that we've been like loyal for the longest. Like, so we try to hold on to our day ones, even though we know it has turned into a more of a burden. Then it has a friendship, more of a toxic relationship than anything. But we just want the length of the relationship to be on our resume. But yeah. No, walk away. I know it'd be like a lot of times, a simple one's like, you know how I talking about on the gram you want to unfollow, but you just don't want them to know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hit that unfollow button in life.
Yeah, for sure.
And on the gram.
On both of
them. I will unfollow in a minute.
I will unfollow your ass in a minute.
Heartbeat, dog. All it takes is one post that give me like...
Make me feel some type of way. Make me feel uncomfortable or...
Because I value my feed on Instagram. I really do because I go in there to be motivated. I'm not one of them people. My square of the internet, like people be like, they be seeing so much cap on the net. I usually don't like because I'm very selective with who I follow. So
I agree.
Everybody I see, like they should usually motivate me. So it's a good time when I'm on the net.
I agree. Like a lot of people be like, yeah, it's so negative. This isn't that. But you have to refine... who you follow.
Yes.
Like you have to make that a positive space. And the people that I follow are very positive people. They're inspiring. Like, and it's the same with in real life. Like,
absolutely,
you have to make your circle or the people that you want to connect with, make it inspiring, you know, make it, like you said, allow it to be something or a space that motivates you. Allow it to be a safe space for both you and the other party involved.
Absolutely.
So with friendships, whether it's been a friendship you've been in for a really long time or one that you just started, feel free to walk away if you feel like it's not serving you. Period.
Facts. And then like coming into any new relationship or old relationships, remember to like be vulnerable.
Yeah,
be real. That's like one of the easiest ways to connect. You know, a lot of people have built like lifetime relationships off like trauma bonding.
Facts.
They both went through some shit, like, and they heard each other out and they fully embraced each other and accepted and forgave each other. But I mean, things that didn't even, you know what I mean? They didn't even do, but like they feel sorry that it happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Be vulnerable. It really will connect you and build you with people.
For sure. Do you feel like we trauma bonded?
Somewhat, in the beginning, yeah. We had so many losses in common, almost like
for sure.
from like my father passing and your grandmother passing.
Yeah.
And it was crazy that the crazy thing about that, like me and Reeves trauma bonding. Yo, your grandma, what was her number? Her life
pass? I forgot. I think it was 5.
Yeah.
Or it was either 1. I can't remember the number, but it's your same.
Yeah.
You have the same life path number as my grandmother.
Who you lost.
Uh-huh. And I have the same life path number as your father.
Well, I lost.
That's crazy.
It was crazy when we put all that together.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah. It just seemed like, you know what I mean? Me and my baddie was me.
Meant to be.
You know what I'm saying?
But trauma bonding, I think it could definitely be, and I haven't done tons of research on this term, so I'm not gonna really dive into it, but I think from my personal opinion, I think it could be something that can be helpful to both parties involved, or it could be negative and detrimental to both parties involved, depending on how you go about it. Like, we trauma bonded, I felt seen. You had been through what I had been through.
Yeah, empathy for each other.
Exactly. And we learned how to navigate this relationship because of that. And I feel like it could go negatively in a bad way if
you ain't got emotional intelligence.
Yeah, if you ain't got emotional intelligence,
if it's
or
a transactional relationship where y'all supposed to be trauma bonding, but they just steady dumping and you not even releasing.
But, and not only that, I feel like it could go negative if you two aren't healing from it. Do you remember the other day, our daughter got dress coded at school, y'all. And she didn't want us to talk to the teacher about, like, why, like, you know, so this won't happen again.
We felt like it was
bizarre.
It was a little bizarre, a little excessive.
And she's like, no, I don't want y'all to go talk to the teacher. But she kept talking about the situation, how upset, mad she was about it. So you had to tell her. What'd you tell her?
I had to tell her that if you don't want us to say anything to your teacher, then we are sorry for what happened to you. But we'll have to stop this conversation.
We'll have to stop talking about it.
It roused me and mom up.
Because
you don't
want to
resolve it. So you want to take the issue as it is and leave it. Then we're going to have to do that, baby girl, if you don't want us to say anything about it.
Exactly. So to connect what I was saying, it's just like,
we could have all kept going on that shit all day and just been angry.
Yeah, just been angry. Like, angry, sad, mad, jealous, or whatever the emotion was. But because we went beyond those emotions and we looked for ways to, like, heal from our experience, that's why it was a positive.
Yeah, and using my emotional intelligence to say, you know what? If this conversation continues for another hour, despite what my daughter say, I'm taking my ass up there to that school. I'm going to holler at Shawty about why my baby girl, like, she was fresh as hell. Like, what you mean?
She wasn't,
you know what I mean? So, like I said, emotional intelligence, like, flex that muscle sometime to, like, know when we need to dead this conversation, because if we keep it going any longer, we probably going to pull up and jump, old boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we keep talking about it, we gonna pull up and put hands on him, because, like, we just keep riling each other up about it.
Yes, and it just reminds me to, like, and I've said this before, when we talk about trauma or something that we've been through, our bodies doesn't know the difference between us talking about it, us thinking it, and the real thing, the actual, it's just constantly reliving that event. So when you are constantly thinking about a particular trauma that you went through, but you aren't, and I know, like, it takes time. Like, not everybody's there not everybody's at that point in their life or in their journey where they can do that yet, but you have to look for solutions versus just replaying what happened to you. I know it's sad, you know, but you don't have to be a victim of it. You don't have to be a victim, and just look for solutions. Look for ways to heal and forgive and release.
Absolutely. So, yeah, to kind of round this conversation off, like, get out there, make some fucking friends. Go to some places that you like. You know what I mean? If you like reading, just go to some, you know what I mean?
Go to the library.
Go to the bookstore. You know what I mean? Do these things frequently. You'll find, you know what I mean, there's people there that often, like, talk to them. Open up. Be, you know what I'm saying, be accessible to people.
Definitely.
You know, and if you got older relationships, man, call them and rekindle.
If you feel like that relationship serves you and it, you know.
And you maybe was just in a bad spot, you know what I mean? Rekindle it up, you know what I mean? They probably ain't got no hard feelings about you, sis.
You know what I'm saying?
Them people like that. And, like, don't be afraid of internet friends.
Don't be fucking afraid of internet friends.
But make sure you don't end up in the back of somebody's Bronco either.
Be careful.
Like, So make sure they real first. Make sure they're real person.
Make sure they're real people before you end up on Catfish.
Yes, that too. Don't fucking end up on a Catfish. Make sure they real, but don't be scared of internet friends. The internet has connected so many different people.
Yes.
From different walks of life, for people like I would have never got to meet if it wasn't for the internet. I never like homies like California, Atlanta.
Same.
Like, I would have never got to meet
New York.
In Buckshit Nowhere, Arkansas. I would never got to meet some of these cool motherfuckers. Buckshit, Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have never got to meet so many people. So yeah, like be open, speak with people, bro. You likable. Like, I'm having a conversation with you right now.
Exactly. I like you. And just thinking back about the internet, you like them, I like them too. I like you too.
Bitch, be friendly. Like, go out. Like, I like you. Go ahead.
But I have friendships, like, from the internet. Like, literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think some people, like, get weirded out, like, because I think.
Because we met on the net.
Met on the internet. But, like, that's just the times that we're in right now.
It is.
And a lot of, I say a lot, but I have two friends from the internet that I kind of talk to frequently. And I think location is the downfall there. Like, that's the only reason why, like, we're not kicking it. We're not going to a coffee shop and meeting up. We're not working from home together type of stuff like that. But, yeah, like, to circle back to your point, make internet friends.
Yeah, yeah. You real likable.
Make sure they real, but make internet friends.
Yeah, you likable. Don't be scared. Put yourself out there. And I know, like, sometimes our brain, remember them negative thoughts, we can carry a narrative like people don't want to be around us or people don't. That's all false, bro.
All false. All cap. False.
Like, you are likable. Go out there, smile, make some friends. Mm-hmm. Jump somebody.
Please don't jump nobody.
Please don't jump nobody.
Please.
But yes, I believe in you. I believe that there is a social circle made for you.
Exactly. And also spend time alone as well. And just be careful with your energy. You know your worth. You know we've been through some shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're exploring ourselves. We're getting to know ourselves. We know, like I said, what we have to bring to the table. So just be careful with your energy. Your energy is sacred. It's your priority. Like, your peace is, that's one of my newest things. My energy is sacred. My soul is sacred, and my peace is my priority.
Absolutely. You a king.
You're a queen.
Associate with kings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're a queen. Associate with queens. You know what
exactly.
I mean? You know who you is out here in these streets.
Yes. Don't associate with nobody who's going to put your peace at risk.
At risk. And with that being said,
thank you so much for being with us today. We love you. Sending you so much peace, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace. Mwah.